Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, the Bronx Queen of Praise, and I have Mr. Gene Moore on the line with me. And Gene Moore, say hello to the people and let them know what's going on.
Hey, what's up, people of God? I'm just hanging out with my girl, Nigeria, and, you know, we're just going to talk about a little music and, you know, some things that are coming up in the year, and I'm just excited to be on your show.
Thank you so much, and I want to publicly say thank you. You know, I met you in Brooklyn doing Brian Courtney Wilson's event. You opened up for him, and in the crowd, you came out in the audience, and you just so happened to be standing next to me, and you politely turned around and said hello. Now, that is important because I go to tons of events. I meet hundreds of people and so-called celebrities. Not so much do people even communicate or say hi to each other. That means so much to me, so I wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like being kind to people, you know, that's representing Christ, you know.
Right.
You know, the Bible says that the first greatest commandment is to love him, and the second greatest commandment is to love one another. And, you know, there's other scriptures in the Bible that talks about how we should be kindly affectionate to one another, and that no man should think of himself more highly than what he is. So, you know, I don't get the whole arrogant thing. I don't get why people, once they reach a certain level of success, they feel like they're untouchable or they're arrogant, you know, because the same God that promoted you is God that can bring you down.
Come on.
You know?
Yes,
and
sir.
So I believe that, I believe humility and kindness, you know, are the things that represent Christ before anything else.
So do I. And being in that vein, let's talk about something. Now, I was doing my due diligence about you, and there was a particular artist that has been promoting you. I don't know if you guys are friends, but obviously she loves your music, and her name is India Irie, who's also been a key player. What's your guys' relationship?
India's my friend, but I endearingly call her coach, and she's kind of adopted me as her mentee, so to speak. She kind of became that quote-unquote coach to me because she's always challenging me to be my better self and always giving me tips and advice on music and on how to be an artist. And, you know, I met India officially around 2015, and that was when we first did our collaboration on the Christmas record. It was Joe Sample.
Uh-huh.
It was her and Joe Sample's Christmas record, and we did Mary Did You Know as a duet. And so fast forward, she asked me to go on tour with her last year because she was promoting her Worthy album tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out with her for a year, and, you know, we just became closer, and, you know, that's like fam now.
Right, right. I thought that was great as we were speaking about kindness and, you know, I mean, in this industry, I mean, we have to encourage one another.
Right.
It's only, but, okay, never mind, but it's, let's just encourage one another. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you did a collaboration because you're just doing a lot of collaborations. You did one with Lexi, who is another key player coming on board. So I'm only going to promote key players right now.
Lexi, she's my label mate.
Uh-huh.
And the first record that she did on Motown Gospel, we did a duet called I Choose You.
Mm-hmm.
And that was produced by Dana Saray and written by Eric and Anson Dawkins. Formerly known as Doc. So
that's another key player too. Coming on deck too. Wow, this is family right now. This is feeling really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in that, I love the line where you say you know, you're making up your mind to choose Christ, right? Now, how do you come to that conclusion? Because we know that he chooses us, but how do we get to the place where we say to ourselves, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and make up my mind and choose you back.
Well, you know, everyone has their own path as it relates to their devotion to Christ and what brought them to Christ and what strengthened their relationship with Christ. But I know for me, it was through being broken. It was through going through a lot of valley seasons.
Mm.
I'm kind of like Job, he said this. He said that my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you, because Job went through a season where he was being attacked, but he recognized, looking back in hindsight, how God kept him even though he was being attacked. And so I look back in hindsight over my life and I think about the things that could have taken me out, could have thrown me in jail, could have killed me, could have made me lose my mind. And God kept me. And so I got to a place in God where I said to myself, I'm going to completely surrender to Him, heart, mind, and soul. And that's what brought me to that place where I said, I choose you.
Wow. So give us a little background. Who is Gene Moore?
Gene Moore is a friend. Gene Moore is a husband. I've been married for a year and some change now.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I started singing as a background vocalist for a lot of artists. Formally started at the age of 20. I was still in college, and I was singing background for Kim Burrell. And then it went from Kim Burrell to Israel Houghton. And then I started singing with Kirk Franklin for about 7 years. So I've been involved in the gospel industry for a long time, but it wasn't until around 2015 that I stepped out on my own and I did my own solo career. And, you know, it's been great. You know, I can't lie and say it's been easy, because it's definitely not easy, especially, you know, when you're trying to come up in the gospel industry. But it's been great. It's been a great ride.
I listened to your album and I want to know, who did you listen to growing up? I hear Donnie Hathaway. I hear some Curtis Mayfield in there. Just the vibe, not them per se, but that energy. So I was saying, I got to ask him, what did you grow up listening to, be it that or anything else? But I enjoy the album.
I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, who's my favorite singer in the whole world. Donnie Hathaway, who's also one of my favorite singers. Frank McComb. And then, you know, I went through a phase where I was really into a lot of ratchet R&B when I was a teenager. So I grew up trying to sound like Dino from the group H-Town.
I know H-Town.
Yeah, we know H-Town. Yeah, so I tried to sound like Dino when I was younger. So, yeah, those are just some different influences. I love Layla Hathaway. I love Indy Irie. So, you know, I just tried to take all those different colors and mesh them together.
Now, your groove is the bomb, and I love the lyrics. You have great lyrics in your songs.
Thank you.
Do you write it yourself? Are there collaborations?
They were mainly collaborations. I write a little, but you know, I had to solicit other writers to write for the record. But what I do, I give them the topics, you know, I give them the concept, and then they take it and they embellish it.
That's good. Will Not Be Moved. I mean, that is an anthem. I hear from young people to old people.
Yeah.
What did you go through that produced that song? Because it's awesome.
Well, that song was written by BJ, the Chicago Kid.
Okay.
And Won't Be Moved is really like a testament of what the Bible talks about when it says to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. And so that's where the theme of that song comes from, that I'm just not going to be moved, and that's our declaration of faith. So, you know, Won't Be Moved is basically a statement of faith, and it's basically saying that I'm going to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water.
Cool. Another one of my my personal favorites is All For Me. I love that song. What inspired that song?
Yeah, that song was actually given to me by Dana Saray. Dana Saray, he was a co-writer on that song, and he produced that song as well. It was a beautiful song. I just wanted it on my record. I didn't know that song was going to be one of the most requested songs, but from that album, the most requested songs, when I go out and sing live, usually All For Me, Recover, and Coming Home.
Okay, and Victory. I know, I'm not going to go through every song. I'm just going to talk about the ones that I like a lot. I know, sit here. And so what about that one? No. Okay, so Victory is Coming. Victory is Coming. I love that one too. Where did that one get inspired from?
You know, the essence of who I am is faith. You know, my father is a faith preacher. The name of our church is March of Faith. And I love to sing about faith and believing and trusting God.
Okay.
So, you know, all songs, they all come together and they have this one common theme, and that's faith. So, you know, the victory is coming.
Right.
That's expectancy. That's believing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's where that came from.
Man. good music. Okay, I need everybody to go get Gene Moore. It's just good music, just good music. Now let's talk about Tunnel Vision. What inspired you? How'd you come up with the name?
Yeah, Tunnel Vision. Well, when I first got married, my wife and I were having some financial challenges. And I told my wife, I said, I feel like I'm trapped in this tunnel and I don't know how to get out. And then immediately the name Tunnel Vision came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And tunnel vision, by definition, means focusing on the thing that's in front of you and not focusing on the thing behind or to the left or to the right.
Right.
And so if you imagine yourself in a dark tunnel, the only way that you can get out or to see the light is to keep what? Moving forward and facing forward. If you're looking all around, it seems like the dark is swallowing you up. And so I named the album Tunnel Vision, and every song that's on that album, it represents some form of focus or some form of faith that they all coincide together. And that's what I want people to walk away with when they hear Tunnel Vision. I want them to walk away empowered and trusting God, and I want hope to be restored.
Mm.
I want faith to be strengthened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite songs?
Oh, man, let me see. Apart is one of my favorites. That was written by Eric Dawkins,
mm-hmm.
produced by Doobie Powell. Of course, Won't Be Moved, and Ask for Rain. Now, don't get me wrong. I love all of my songs.
Right, right. No, I know.
Pain or anything, but
right.
Those will probably be my standout favorites. Ask for Rain was written by Pastor Jason Nelson.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful song, and it's one of my most fun songs to sing live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you went from the background to the foreground. What's the difference? How do people treat you? And what has that journey been like, if you can explain it?
People haven't treated me any differently, but I will say that it's more pressure, because when you're singing in the background, you know, you're pretty much just doing what you've been assigned to do. You
mm-hmm.
know, you're not the centerpiece. You're just
right.
the support. But when you're in front, you know, there's more pressure on you to create your own narrative when you're on stage and to, you know, have your own presentation so that you can engage the people. So that's a little more pressure. But, you know, I'm up for the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints here.
Right. I mean, because you being in the background, obviously you were paying attention and watching to be able
yeah.
to one day, I guess, take center stage and then use everything you learned. You know, you've seen the things that
yeah.
went wrong. Being in the background, that should have went maybe one way. Or so, yeah, that's pretty much what I was saying, that I know a lot of people in the background get that opportunity to go in the front, and then sometimes they just
yeah.
find out that they don't like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that has
yeah.
that has been like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
He's like, not me. Excuse me. I don't mind. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm loving your videos, and just, you know, keep doing what you're doing, brother. You know, you my family now. And so I appreciate you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So you're always welcome.
Thank you.
What's your social
Thank
media
you.
And everything? So people could.
My social media on Instagram, you can reach me at _GeneMoore. That's GeneMoore. _GeneMoore, Facebook, Gene Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to contact me, I do my best to respond. I may not get to everybody, but
right.
you know, I do my best to try to respond. So, hey, give me a follow, and let's keep in touch.
All right, Gene. I thank you so much for stopping by. You're the best.
Thank you, Nigeria, and you have a good day.
You too.